This is week 3 of the Praxis assignment. So this week we talked about social emotional learning, and more specifically we talked about the idea of CASEL, I think is the acronym for it. But the main ideas of that are just like social or self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, relationship skills. There's one more. I will remember it. Making decisions. Making good decisions. I think that this is huge in both middle school and high school, because when I first heard this last week, I just immediately thought, we have to teach kids how to be people. And all of these skills are not necessarily something, you know, you can sit down with them and be like, hey, here is a lesson on self-awareness. But instead, it's something in that you teach them in moments that you have with them. It's showing them that they are a person in this world, and B, that they are not the only person in this world. And what they do affects others. The best way that I see this, in my host school is through a lot of group work and you know, discussions and being, or just doing class with other people. You're not sitting there during a lecture and just, you know, listening. You're interacting with other people, or students are interacting with other people. I mean, I am too, but specifically, I see a lot of these opportunity moments for teaching students just how to be a good human. my teacher is absolutely wonderful with that. Miss Rust is just so quick to just, you know, be nice to people, and or tell kids to be nice to people, and that you're not the only one in the room, and just stuff like that. In the few short weeks that I have been there, there's one kid in specific that I have seen grown. And it was not a huge leap of growth, but it was still something. It was something small. And I'm not going to say his name, but he was placed in the same situation that he was before. And he did something completely different than what he did the first time. So the first time he raised his hand to answer a question, and he cussed. And Miss Rust called him out on it in a nice way, just told him, hey, you know, you need to find your filter, bud. And afterwards, once everyone was watching the documentary or doing group work or something like that, she went up to him and talked to him one-on-one, just saying, hey, you can't do that with a group of people. You can't just cuss like that. It makes other people uncomfortable, and it makes the classroom unruly. She kind of told him too that it's like it's not necessarily his job, but he helps her so much if he makes sure that his filter is on during class. And the second time that, 2 weeks later, the second time that she asked a question to the class, he raised his hand, and I was like, oh, here we go again. And he gave one of the smartest answers I've ever heard. And he did not use a single cuss word. he still did something dorky at the end, but, well, not dorky, but just silly. And, it got the class to loosen up a little bit, but on the other hand, it still showed, at least me, growth in him, that he knows what's right and wrong, and he, you know, found his filter that day. So, for my future classroom, I really want to be able to make the right choice and teach the kids the right lesson when those moments appear. I want to be able to, you know, produce that social and personal lessons, social and self-awareness, and just being able to control themselves and be able to have those relationships with other people and have healthy ones. And I think that's kind of what it boils down to, at least in my brain, that we have to teach our kids to be healthy people. Not just healthy for themselves and to themselves, but healthy around other people. And I think that's how they'll be able to just live a happier life. All right, thanks. I'll see you guys next week.